Yeah. I hope everybody can hear me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath to all of you on this beautiful, beautiful day. Brethren, one of my greatest memories is when I came to the United States from Mexico and attending a brand new school, I learned a new way of life, language, and culture. Changing from an all-boys parochial school to a mixed boy-girl classroom surrounded by all those beautiful girls I was beside me. It was the sixth grade, and it was the best classroom I've ever seen. And the teacher was so good to me and taught me many subjects. In school, in Mexico, we've never had film projectors where we could learn science, geography, and other things. Our teacher was so good. He was a good artist as well. And we had fun with art projects, plus many other subjects. He also let us play games and dance in the classroom, and I made new friends. That was our classroom. And then he took us on a field trip to the tide pools in Cabrillo Beach, where we learned hands-on life, not on books. No one can take away good memories, can they, brethren? No one. Another great memory is when my wife and I have attended God's church, and we learned a new way of life and became friends with our new spiritual family. Like my new school in the sixth grade, our meeting place of services became the classroom, and the Bible was our textbook. My wife and I learned many devoted teachers in the Church of God who helped us understand the scriptures. Mr. Segley, who is always, always mindful of what we learn as a teacher, he makes sure that we also learn outside the classroom. So here we are. Here we are, my friend. This is our field trip. Twice a year, he makes sure that we also learn from God's outdoor creation. So, what can we learn here? We are surrounded by canopies of trees, which provides us with shade. What is today? Is it not the Sabbath day? A day of rest? Isn't it restful to be under the shade of trees? Yes, shadows gives us rest, don't they? God made sure that we should rest once a week and also on his holy days, which are restful Sabbaths. God's holy days are shadows of the good things to come. Colossians 2:17. Are you rested? Coming back from the Feast of Tabernacles, we should be refreshed. I trust that you are as well. So here we are resting under the trees, not in our classroom inside four walls, but outside in open air, looking at God's beautiful creation. We can see his handiwork, every tree, every bush, the grass, the dirt, the sky, the clouds, they all are his works of art. I call it, this is an outdoor art gallery. You know, when you compare it with what man makes, everything that man makes seems to be square. But what God makes, it's round. But we have here something that is made out of nothing. We take it for granted because we have an abundance of it and don't have to worry of that we will ever run out of it. Life would not exist at a time. It's not a physical object. You cannot grab it, trap it, weigh it. You cannot taste it, hear it, but yet you can see it. Do you know what it is? Anybody? Light. It's light. But we could not see all this beauty without light. Have you ever wondered what light is? Should we think about what it is. Scientists cannot really give us a right answer of it. They can tell us about their properties, but they really don't know what it is. Some call it, it's a phenomenon. It's a miracle, brethren. So, I got to show you something here. Today, I thought to share an art lesson that I share when I teach drawing and painting. I feel that it is the most important lesson an art student should learn. It's like a law. 2 + 2 = 4. That's the law of mathematics. What goes up must go down. That's the law of gravity. An art student must understand this, or his work would be flat, hollow, and instead of painting, they'll be just coloring. As one of my art teachers used to say, drawing depends upon seeing. Seeing depends upon knowing. And knowing depends upon all of your senses, which is you, to comprehend reality. There is duality in everything that God makes, physical and spiritual. There is a great spiritual lesson to be learned here. But first, I will explain how important light is to a student. So we have here our prop. And this is what an art student must learn. Can everybody see this? So here it is. This is called a light source. This light source has to come from somewhere. It could be a lamp, anything. And this is a sphere. And the light is hitting the sphere and is casting a shadow. Okay, this is what an art student must learn. The lighted area is called a half tone. And this little dot here is called a highlight. I will talk about that later. This is important. This area, there's no light here. It's called a core shadow. This is your cast shadow. Now what is happening here? What happens here? Light is coming down, and think of it as ping pong balls. It bounces everywhere. Here it's bouncing everywhere. It bounces back and forth everywhere. And when it hits the surface, it bounces back to the sphere, causing a reflected light. That's a reflected light. So like it's ping pong balls. It hits here, and they go back and forth, back and forth. And this becomes a little lesser until it disappears or gets. That's how light works. I hope you could all see that. Now I'm going to talk about, let's see. Now if you learn this, this is very important. If you learn this, you'll be on your way to become a great artist. An art student must be learning about light. And when you're learning this, you're actually studying the mind of God. To me, this is fascinating when I relate it with spiritual teachings. Let's talk about light. In 1 John 1:5, it says, now we're going to make a comparison here. God manifests himself in everything that he does. Everything that he does. Just look around you. Everywhere you see, God is here. God talks to us without saying a word. Let's just make a comparison here. First, we see that the sun. Okay, here we have two light sources. We have the physical, which is the sun and the moon. Then we have the other, the spiritual part, which is God, the Father. Now, when you look directly at the sun, it could damage your eyes or it could make you blind. But let's just pretend that this is the moon and the light source is the sun, okay? You can't look at the sun directly because it'll damage your eyes. But in contrast, we were able to not see the sun. The glory of God is so intense that it would kill you if you look at it. But you were able to look at this light, which the whole world is able to see. It is Jesus Christ. Okay, we're making a comparison here. We can't read that God's splendor is so bright that it'll kill you. You'll find that in Genesis 33, verse 20. The moon is the lesser light, and it acts like a filter from the true light of the sun. Many saw the face of Christ, who reflects the light of God. And Jesus said that the Father is greater than I am. That's in 1 John 14. No, that's in John 14. God is the light source in here. It says, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:5 that he is light. Okay, again, in 1 John 1:5 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice truth. Now, look at this. Now, light is related with truth. What did Jesus say in John 14, verse 6? I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to me, to the Father, except through me. The halftone, which is this area here, is the light. Remember, we're looking at the moon now. We're not looking at the sphere. We're looking at the moon. And this area, this light area, it's what we can see. The whole world is able to see that. But this little area here, which is the highlight, is very, very interesting. Because it gets interesting because the light source being reflected to you, to your eye, to me. It's like God talking to us and becomes, he's like God talking to us. Remember, Jesus Christ is the light. He says, I am the light. But now, that area here, it's talking to you. And when you acknowledge it, then what happens? Matthew 5:14, it says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Wow. We are the light. That's incredible. But we have a job to do. We must reflect it to others. It says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds. See your good deeds. Not hear them, but see them. And those good deeds is your light. It's that light that he wants us to pass it on. In the New King James Version, verse Matthew 13:43, he says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Wow. Also in Revelation 21:23 says, and the city has no need for sun or moon to shine, for the glory of God gives you light, and his lamp is the Lamb. Mr. Segley talked to us about that last week. You remember, the glory of God. Now we come to the shadow part. The title of my sermonette is Light and Shadow. In Proverbs 6:23, King James Version, verse 23, it says, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are in the way of life. Now notice, the law is the light. Yes, the law. God's commandments, his Sabbaths, are part of the law. Remember, God's Sabbaths are what? Shadows. Shadows of the good things to come. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy, of the good things to come. Now, let me show you something. See, the light's coming here, and there's a shadow. And it's coming. It's coming down. It's coming down. And eventually, it'll be here. That's his kingdom. Okay, like I said, this is God's creation. This is his work of art, his outdoor art gallery. After his creation, just as any artist would do, He signed his masterpiece. He placed his certificate of authenticity. Till this day, no one has ever taken credit, whoever did all this, created everything. Okay. Ezekiel 20, verse 20, let's go to that. This is important. It says here, remember, he signed his, this is his signature. This is his sign. It says, keep my Sabbath holy, that they may be a sign between us, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Wow. His autograph, his signature, isn't that great? Till this day, no one has taken credit of who created everything. This is his mark, the seventh day, not Sunday, not Friday, not any day of the week, as some say, if you keep it one day. No, it's the seventh day. Light and shadow go together, hand in hand. And in conclusion, let's turn to Daniel 12, verse 3. This is important. This is really awesome. Daniel 12, verse 3. This brings chills to me when I read it. Then, Daniel 12, verse 3. Then the wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. Have a great Sabbath, brethren.